This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The 248-page patent for the Moderna technology that was administered to people in the COVID shots was filed in 2020. The patent lists several embodiments or variations of this technology. And while we don't know who got what embodiment, we know that several different batch numbers were deployed, and some were far more deadlier than others. According to the Moderna patent, this technology contains self-assembled nanoparticles, and in certain variations, these nanoparticles can be used for the controlled release of compounds once they are in the human body. These lipid nanoparticles are encapsulated into a polymer hydrogel, a controlled release coating that includes polyvinyls. This has been verified by Anna Mielchia and Clifford Carnicom's research. In a 2013 TEDMed talk, Dr. Ido Bachelet says that these nanorobots have already been successfully developed in Israel, and that they can be injected into the human body with a basic syringe. He shows an image of what they look like, and they appear to be the same structures that the fifth column found in their research and claimed was powered by 5G, which was confirmed by Dr. Bachelet.
My team develops nanorobots that carry antenna. These antenna are made from metal nanoparticles. Now, the antenna enables the nanobots to respond to externally applied electromagnetic fields. So these versions of nanobots can actually be activated with the press of a button on a joystick.
In the following video, it is being discussed by developers in 2015.
The nanorobot we designed and fabricated is a machine that can be programmed to autonomously recognize target cells and deliver payloads to those cells.
The basic idea is to make a cage or a basket that protects a fragile or toxic or precious payload and only releases it when it's at the right moment.
The nanorobot that we designed actually looks like an open-ended barrel or a clamshell that has two halves. So the two halves of this open-ended barrel or clamshell are linked together by flexible DNA hinges, and the entire structure is held shut by latches or locks that are actually DNA double helices. The way it works is that in the absence of the key, which is a molecular protein, the duplexes are held sufficiently strong to maintain the entire structure closed. But when the key is present, that piece of DNA that we designed to recognize that key switches to bind to the key, and the duplex zips open.
The work of Todd Callender's team at VaxChoice.com have concluded that these shots contain a variety of synthetic pathogens that can be released with external 5G frequencies. The Moderna patent describes these nanoparticle mimics, which mimic the delivery of a variety of pathogens, and lists over 100 of them within the patent. And according to the work at VaxChoice, these synthetic pathogens each have an IP address. They are cataloged by the Department of Energy, and they use cesium-137, which we have been contaminated with from the environment, as a building block for their construction within our bodies using external frequency. And their research shows that the Microsoft patent filed in 2020, 060606, cryptocurrency system using body activity data, is now in effect, and that this technology is turning the human body into an antenna, which can output energy, meaning that humans are being turned into batteries to fuel the digital AI prison that is being built around us. And if you choose not to comply, the technology includes a built-in kill switch. Thanks to many independent researchers and scientists, we are figuring out their agenda, but they continue to walk freely among us, unrestrained by any justice whatsoever. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Jackson Hinkle is our guest. We're going to take a one-minute break. Come on, a bunch of stations that don't carry the first 5 minutes. But check out the special report. Nanobots that release toxins and harvest energy from the body at band.video. There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, very interesting iconoclast. Jackson Hinkle, a very successful talk show host here with us. You got cut off at the break talking about Trump, and I know the news, I cover it from China. They actually like Trump, people that don't know. Explain that, and then let's get your view on the election. All things that are happening, this $95-plus billion to Ukraine, Russia's serious concerns and threats dealing with that. You've been to Russia recently. You've been to China recently. Get into that.
Yeah, as for the point we were discussing when we cut for break, what I was bringing up was it was so interesting. When I went to China, people referred to Trump as Comrade Trump because just in the same way as Russia, their national, you know, companies, their, you know, Russian-based entities, they've all benefited from the sanction war against Russia post-Ukraine war. Chinese companies actually benefited from Trump's trade war because it cut out a lot of the middlemen that were associated with Chinese companies, and then they had to, in a massive scale, invest heavily in their own Chinese production, making a lot of parts and pieces for products that they didn't do so previously.
And that's what Trump said. He said, among us, China making money, we're cutting the middlemen out to help the people on both sides. Very sophisticated.
Yes, yes. So they called him Comrade Trump. The hardline nationalists in China love Trump. That was one thing I was really surprised by. But
I remember seeing even news articles in China where they liked him. Why was that? Because he just straight shot him?
Yes, yes. You know, the Chinese, no one in China buys all this, you know, the racial politics, the woke politics. When people say they ban and censor stuff in China, they're protecting the youth from the LGBTQ propaganda.
Well, that's the final equation. China and Russia ban the LGBT. It's force-fed here. What does that tell you?
I think it tells you that our leaders want to destroy our country.
And why, if it's their source of power, do they want that? Because they clearly want that. Why are they doing it?
Well, ultimately, when you have weak people that are not just mentally weak, but also strategically weak, when they have things that they hide, like our leaders in government who live degenerate lifestyles, I mean, it's very easy to control them. And that's exactly what we saw this week with the new surveillance bills they're passing and this $90 billion to Ukraine and Israel you're talking about. I mean, if you had people that actually represented the interests of the public in Washington, D.C., who are uncorruptible, you wouldn't have this happen.
I could tell the establishment, and I did, if you try to take Trump off the ballot and indict him, it's going to make him more popular. They don't seem to, they think one-dimensional, like, we'll just get him, we'll just get him. Same thing with us. They made us way bigger attacking us, and they didn't do it to help us. They legitimately hate me, but they just can't think multi-move. They're not chess players, but they've been given the power of the central bank, so they are in charge, and they do have nuclear weapons.
Well, the young individual that filmed our conversation yesterday, the interview I did with you, he, you know, he's from California, great filmer, and he was talking with me today, and he said, you know, everything they do to Trump makes me like him more. The, you know, the lawsuits, putting him in prison, and that you know, flows down to even us as political commentators or journalists. You look at the most famous journalists in America today, or people who have online personas, political personas, Candace Owens, Joe Rogan, Jimmy Dore, Tucker Carlson, yourself. And I don't want to put myself on that, you know, tier, but I definitely am viral on Twitter, on X, and we are all independent, and they have attacked us. They have banned us. They have sued you, trying to bankrupt you. They have, they've gone after Tucker. They sicked Ukrainian agents on Tucker when he was in Russia, trying to put an IED under his car bomb.
He doesn't make a big deal about that, but that was real.
That was real. I saw
it. Ukrainians have blown a bunch of journalists up.
Yes, they blew up, you know, they killed Daria Dugina, and I spent a good chunk of time with her father last time I was in Russia. And he's, he's someone that respects a lot of the work you do as well.
He's been on before. I knew who he was, but I hadn't researched him. He needs to come back on.
Yeah.
You should come back. We should do a 3-hour commercial-free show with him.
I think that'd be great. And I definitely think he'd be very interested to do that. That'd be an excellent conversation.
Well, he goes beyond capitalism, communism, right to cultures and what cultures' ethos is, their archetype. And it's totally true.
Yeah.
And Russia's a land power. Putin says we're the biggest country in the world. We got more assets than Africa. We don't need to take you over. We sold you Alaska for $500 million. We don't want to expand. China needs land. China needs to expand. Russia doesn't.
One of the questions I asked Alexander Dugin when I sat down with him, and I'm going to be releasing the video soon, but I said, and I want to hear your thoughts on this. I said, how can America develop its own American logos in a non-antagonistic way as the multipolar world?
That's non-Atlantean.
Yeah.
So go ahead. What did he say?
Well, I'm curious to hear you. He said basically that America already has it. It's the people. It's MAGA. That's why he loves MAGA so much. And he said the problem is that you have, you know, the big cities, you have the New Yorks, the Los Angeleses, San Franciscos. And they are defrauding the American public. They're waving the American flag as they, you know, take your taxes to go bomb other countries.
I didn't hear his speech, but after I interviewed him, I read two of his books. He said what Thomas Jefferson said. He said farmers ought to run stuff because they actually live in the real world. And that's what Dugin's basically saying. Because another thing in city dwellers, folks, I'm a city boy too, but I've worked on ranches and stuff. These average liberals have grown up in a high rise. They don't know how to do anything, even wipe their ass. And they're trying to make us all live like them. They don't know anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree. I agree 100%. It's why when you look at MAGA, it's just like normal people. That's why it's so welcoming. When you go to any Trump event, it's normal people. And you said earlier, you said, you know, why are you such a big fan of Trump as a Stalinist? And the truth of the matter is the way I describe it, and I like a lot of things about Trump. I do. And I think he did a lot of good things. I think at the start of his administration, and you probably agree, there was a lot of bad people surrounding him that were...
Total infiltration. And by the way, when I first saw your show years ago, you said you were a Stalinist. I thought, this is a CIA guy, young, good-looking, well-articulate, trying to demonize Trump supporters, saying he's a Stalinist. I want to say this on the scale of evil. The transhumanists that want to end humanity in the family, they're the most evil. And then I see fascism and communism as really bad at totalitarian movements. But I don't blame you for your views and, you know, what you've, you know, have fallen in love with because you're honest about it. But so instead of worrying about Stalinism that isn't even raising exist now, the transhumanists are the dominant global cancer.
And they're Trotskyists.
Explain the paradigm, because people don't know this. This is not even my opinion. It's mainline news that Trotsky gets run out once Stalin gets in. He was kind of the brains behind a lot of things. He gets run out. He goes to Mexico. He gets killed by a Stalin assassin with a ice axe, dies. But they admit that National Review and the Republicans and the neocons are all agents of Trotsky, and that's why they're so anti-Russia. And so they flip the conservative, but they're actually creating a total tyranny. So these labels mean nothing. Explain the paradigm or the dichotomy between Stalin and Trotsky and why that's so important.
Well, Trotsky is the embodiment of anti-human scum that now finds itself, in the new ideological inheritors, people like Mike Pompeo, for example, people I personally think Ron DeSantis, but, you know, I don't know. I think that there's a lot of really bad people that try to safeguard themselves by saying, oh, you know, we are anti-woke.
And by the way, their ideology is Machiavellian sociopathic in their own writings from the Chicago Business School. I mean, they say we want total power.
They fully believe in the Malthusian worldview, 100%. They want to depopulate the earth. They want 500 million people or less left on the whole planet. I mean, this is their goal.
So talk about Trotsky, because he was fascinating.
Well, Trotsky was someone who defrauded Stalin. I mean, if you look at a lot of the early problems in the Soviet Union, such as the mass imprisonment of Orthodox Christians.
Targeting Christians was Trotsky.
Yeah, that was all Trotsky. And notice when it ended, it was when they kicked
Trotsky out. And that's why Russians love Stalin, is because he stopped the persecution.
Yes, yes. And, you know, Stalin, when he was younger, he almost became a minister in the Orthodox Church. He was studying to become that. And then later in life, he started to go to the Orthodox Church again. But he reopened the churches during World War II. And, you know, when they kicked out Trotsky, everything got better.
And so you're saying that's why the American media attacked Stalin, was because, in my view, as bad as he was not the Trotskyites.
Yeah, that's why they love Trotsky, because the enemy of your enemy is your friend, according to mass media in the United States. And that's true for even historical figures like him. So, you know, it should be no surprise.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We saw what they did to JFK. We saw what they did to RFK. We saw what they did to, all these figures that stood up for peace and justice and just like, no more wars and sovereignty all across the world. I would not be surprised. I don't want to even put it out in the air. That's why I'm
I think they're going to try. They're going to kill Trump.
I don't want to put. I don't want to put it out.
So let's just put it out because the globalists are hard to beat because they don't have an ideology of a deception. You can criticize a fascist, you can criticize a communist, you can criticize a capitalist, but they never say who they are. That's why they're so dangerous. And if you pull back from it and you look at it, these people are mentally ill. And they've inherited their power, and they're going 100% against humanity itself. And so I went and saw the movie finally, weeks after it came out, Civil War, last Thursday night. And a guy runs in the first 10 minutes with an American flag and blows up a group of migrants.
Yeah.
And I told my wife, 10 seconds in, I go, the president's Trump. He's a bad guy. He looks disingenuous. And then you learn that the Western forces are the good guys, and they're going, and they kill the Secret Service, who are all white, and they kill the president. A black woman does. I love everybody, folks. The point is, they're making it racial. So people said, oh, the film's not political. You never know who the good and bad. No, it's 100% clear. So Hollywood is saying America is about to fall, and it's going to be a race war that brings it in. And then they're openly saying in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the Washington Post, if Trump gets reelected while he's president-elect, we're going to trigger a race war. And they overhead shot right here. And they've got bills introduced to strip him from domestic military power, the Insurrection Act that George Herbert Walker Bush declared in 92 during the L.A. riots. And they've got universities saying we're about to have a civil war. It's not a civil war. They're going to trigger a crisis to try to bring in a permanent coup. So that's how desperate these guys are. And America, in the hands of these people fully, is a disaster, and we've got to stop it.
You know, I don't think there should be term limits. I think that the system of, you know, elections every 4 years, it causes, causes the incorrect people to take power in the United States. There's no system of meritocracy here, and I think it would benefit the United States a lot if we didn't have these corrupt systems. Like, what is that? They're saying that they're going to do another BLM, but worse, and then they're going to, I mean, BLM was a psyop. It was a color revolution on the American public. It's exactly what we do to every other country, but on the American
public. Yeah, the CIA runs coups everywhere and admits it, and they did it in Brazil, and now they're doing it here.
Yes. So, and now they're saying, just like they tell Thomas Sankara, just like they tell these leaders all across the world that face coups, Gaddafi, whoever it is, they tell them, no, you can't defend yourself. You can't fight for your sovereignty or else we're going to come in and assassinate you, put you in prison, whatever they do. Now they're telling that to Trump. They're saying, we're going to do this again to America. It's going to be worse this time. And if you don't like it, we're going to put you in prison.
And people ask me, they say, well, they stole it from Trump 3.5 years ago. How do they do it again? They say, why would they need martial law or civil war? We've had the top statisticians on, election experts. If there's a flood and a giant landslide, they only have so many dead people that can vote. They only have such a large database compiled for $400-something million by Facebook. They run out of bullets. So a 60-65% landslide, they can't overcome that. So they're already preparing to then cause civil war in 190 something days. Put up on the screen, guys, how many days out. I mean, and I'm not just saying this to be alarmist, folks. I don't say things to be alarmist. I want stability. We're 197 days out. I've got four children. I'm 50 years old. I don't want a war. I'm not looking for it. I'm not trying to scare you. They are legitimately preparing cyber attacks during the election. They're going to blame on Russia and China. That's in Vault 7. They stage those. The whole Edward Snowden information, which we say admits real. And they are preparing to trigger racial civil war in America as the crisis to bring in this permanent dictatorship of the bureaucracy. So it's not just one person you got to target like Hitler. It's a thousand-head hydra. This is going to be the retaking of the republic and the rebirth of freedom worldwide, or it's going to be our death. I mean, we are literally on death watch right now. And I've carried out, in my own mind, every possible war game of what the globalists are doing with Russia and China and us and the borders. Even if they are able to set up a dictatorship in 190 days, that only makes their problems worse. And then we're in a real hell. And Klaus Schwab said, we'll make an angrier world where you blame your politicians. No, we're going to blame them. We're going to blame the Bill Gateses and the Leonardo DiCaprios and the Klaus Schwabs and the Obamas. Why would they build a world where they're having to build bunkers for themselves? Why wouldn't they just join what is pro-human and popular and great? They're already in power. They should do what Elon Musk has done. And I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but he was with them before. Run up the white flag and join us.
It's popular to do, but then you have people like Zuckerberg who are acting like they're a part of the team, acting like they're pro-human, and then they're still censoring, they're still leaking information from their platforms to foreign governments so they can drone strike little babies in different countries. They're still doing all that, but he's going to the UFC fights. You know, he's looking cool. And
he's got a tan and a beard and a gold chain.
But then he has the bunkers with the paramilitary units in Hawaii, like you said. You know, it's like...
Oh, when I go to Hawaii, I go there because I love it. But also, the Hawaiians love me. And I mean, I'm not going to, like, I'm literally with the real people that run it. And they're like, what do we do? And they explain to me, and they show me, and we open a plane and get photos. I haven't released it yet. And it's like dozens of dump trucks leaving dump trucks coming in. They go, he's been there 3 years building a 10-story base with a supervillain escape submarine. And he's got combat troops, combat robots, everything. Dude, that's not your exit plan. It's saving civilization.
Well, all those people, all the paramilitary are going to turn on him.
Oh, exactly. Oh, they're going to run that in 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's not going to go anywhere.
The minute the nukes drop, they're going to Zuckerberg's going to get shot in the back of the head. I'm not calling for this.
No.
He's dead.
Yeah.
In 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think gulags are a better option than just killing people. But I think...
My point is, I don't even want that. But he's literally lays the target in a pit like Hitler in the Reich Chancellery.
I know.
Built a big grave for himself.
It's not going to go well. It's not going. But that's what I'm saying. They do these ops. They try to act cool. They try to act like they're normal. He's doing UFC now or MMA training. And at the end of the day, they're still
pull
all
up the photo.
Globalist
I tweeted
skills.
It. I said he's a real boy now. Don't go to my ex account. Pull up him and with the gold star. Go ahead, gold chain.
Yeah, that photo's terrifying. But, you know, the thing about that movie is you find it interesting. That movie and the Napoleon. You see the Napoleon movie?
Excellent.
You thought Napoleon was excellent?
I thought overall it was, it was well done, yeah.
Well, the thing with this movie is it was made by a British producer, if I'm not mistaken. It's like, why is a... This is just so insane. If a Chinese producer, if a Russian producer...
No. Be honest. I'm not saying it was but I thought overall it was an interesting film.
Napoleon?
The critics didn't like it.
I just thought they made him look very weak and cuckish and subservient and, you know...
Oh, I picked up on that. But I think historically...
Historically, I mean, they had him blowing bombs at the Great Pyramids. That never happened. They just made that up. It happened pretty far away from the Great Pyramids. And then also, the use of CGI was just a little bit over the top. I'm a fan of the Patriot, so... I
love that, too. Hey, there's Zuckerberg right there. Hey, the robot is put on camouflage. All right, let's come back and talk about where this is all going with Jackson Hinkle. Stay with us. I know, as viewers and listeners... You've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. What? Less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Now, I picked up the cut part of the weak male in Napoleon that Jackson Hinkle was talking about, but I've been overall, compared to what I expect from Hollywood, but I didn't promote it. It was overall, a lot of it was historical, I'd say 90% accurate, but the Russians, you know, burned down their major cities so they don't get control of it. But in the time we've got left here, points you want to make, you're a smart guy, watch your show, even though I'm discreet. Even though I don't agree with where you politically want to go, your observations, I think, are dead on. You got the floor. What do you want to say to folks?
I want to say if you live in America, we're living in a very, very, very scary time. Not just because we have Joe Biden, not just because we've got this looming election. It's a banana republic we're living in. But I think the biggest problems that we need to reckon with are the fact that, and you, maybe you have disagreements with me on this, but as more and more countries join BRICS, the New Development Bank. We've got 40 countries that are going to be applying to join BRICS this June.
No, that's just a fact. Everything the West has done under Biden has accelerated the end of the American empire.
But you're talking about these Middle Eastern oil giants, gas giants that are now going to be part of this. We already got Iran in there. 7 of the top 10 oil-producing nations are already in BRICS. Only 2 of the top 10 are G7 nations. That means the dollar's going to collapse. The dollar is going to be coming to an end. And we have to have smart people who are willing to come together and learn from history as to what actually works for picking up the pieces of this country when it collapses. And it's none of this, you know, BS fiat currency stuff that we're currently working with. I mean, we're going to have to look at, you know, commodity-backed currencies. We're going to have to look at massive reindustrialization of our country. We're going to have to look at all this stuff. But ultimately, the real truth is that if we do that, we're going to have NATO on our borders. We're going to have people who are trying to destroy us from within. We are going to have a real fight on our hands. And I don't want that. I don't think anyone is suggesting that or promoting that. But that's just the truth. If the Patriots take control, as you always say, Alex, if 7076 spirit really comes to this country, we're going to have a lot of enemies on our hands that are going to be trying to stop us with every single step.
Well, there's no doubt that globalism, transhumanism is the main attack. We hear about Hitler all day and the fascism and anybody that's pro-family is Hitler, and it's ridiculous in the ADL and what they're doing, and they're allowed, and then they're allied with radical Islam. And then we hear about communism is going to get us. But really, global corporate technocracy promoting a transhumanist agenda. We're up against technocrats who are on a power trip looking for immortality who are transhumanists. Let's address the enemy.
Think about if we didn't have X. If we didn't have X, I mean,
what's your view of Elon Musk? I'm going to ask that.
View of Elon Musk is I think he's a very smart man, obviously very successful businessman. And I think he understands everything that's happening. I mean, you see him post the memes about Iran and all the U.S. military bases around Iran. He says the stuff like, you know, Israel's the best recruiter for Hamas because they kill so many families. It's he understands this stuff, but he's a businessman first and foremost, so he puts his business first. And given that he's the richest man in the world, I guess you can't entirely fault him for having that frame of mind.
And you can't fault him for knowing the old system's going down. You could say, well, he's an opportunist that sees they're failing, so he wants to jump over. Exactly. If we want to change culture and society, we can't be like, oh, well, you weren't perfect before, or I don't trust you. Doesn't mean we trust him. We watch his actions now are good. In Brazil, they're trying to arrest him. He's devastating. Now they admit the CIA funded Lula, who's a communist, on paper, against Bolsonaro, who's actually empowering the people. I mean, they are coming after Musk. It's not fake. It's real.
Bolsonaro is interesting because at the end of his presidency, it seems like the deep state wanted to get rid of him. Bernie Sanders even said that they sent the CIA down there to secure the elections for Lula when he was coming in.
And that's all come out.
Yeah, but Bolsonaro, what was he doing at the end of his presidency? He was forging very close to new ties, something Russia. With Russia and China, which he rejected at the start of his presidency. At the end, he was moving towards China again.
Because we already get all our goods from China anyways. Why not, you Trump, make him give us some of the money for American citizens? It's all about a better deal. And so, oh, we reject Russia and China so the middlemen get total control.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we have to exert our power so we're a fourth player instead of just sitting here mindlessly going along with it.
Yeah, no, we have to. If we allow it to continue, America is going to crumble and we're going to be just left with ash and dust. We need America to be a very strong player in this world.
Well, that's why I say the labels mean nothing. Lula, the current with the Supreme Court making him a dictator, no one can run against him. He's a communist, but it's not. It doesn't even mean anything. He's a tool of the IMF and World Bank and the globalists. I'm just saying these labels mean nothing. It's actions.
Yeah.
That's why people got to study what's happening.
Yeah. Well, I think you're 100% correct. He calls himself a socialist. And, you know, you look at socialists, you look at communists, you look at all these different leaders. It's exactly right. You have to look at how they act, whether they're willing to stand up to power, whether they're willing to challenge the sources of power. Lula's a pawn of the power. He was literally installed by the CIA in effect. Bernie Sanders admitted it on The Intercept with, like, Mehdi Hasan.
They all admit
crazy. It was crazy. So, you know, you look at that.
And what does he want? Forced injections. Like something like 100,000 parents had their kids grabbed under Lula until they took the shot. You know, I mean, my God, your kid gets grabbed at school. You see, the federal government said last week we're going to force inject kids.
Yeah.
I don't. I call that evil. Not communist. Not fascist. Not transhumanist. These labels are distracting. It's capitalist, but it's not capitalist. And it says we own your body and we're going to take your kids and force inject them. Let's get past Trotsky's. Let's say no to Trotsky's.
Trotsky's. And you know the thing about Lula also.
Oh, you don't just say that. Trotskyism is a virus that infected American Republican Party and is the neocons. It's not debated in people that read the actual history. It's literal the ghost of Trotsky.
Yeah, I think if if Stalin had gotten rid of more of the Trotskyists, I think we'd have far less problems in America. I think that's the truth. I don't think we'd have these neocons.
Oh, there's no doubt.
I don't think we'd have any of these.
I'm not a fan of Joseph Stalin, but I'm a fan of him going to Trotskyites. I wish that none of them got out.
I think they missed some of the Banderites in Ukraine, too, given what we're seeing today. But the thing I wanted to, last thing I wanted to say about Lula, that the reason why the United States loves Lula and loves India so much is because they are big countries. They are countries with lots of resources, but they're big and weak. They don't have any true sovereignty. That's the difference between them and Russia and China.
I'm going to skip this break, but explain that. And I would say China has 1.3 billion people, really smart folks, dominates rare earth minerals because the West put them in that position when they were the setting up a middleman operation. So I see China as the real globalist client. Russia left that system, I see, as the true outlier, not saying they're perfect, but truly not under that system. That's why it's the number one enemy of the Hollywood and the Rob Reiners and the George Soros of the world. But explain how big Russia is. It's bigger than Africa geographically, and it's one country.
Yeah.
Africa is a continent. Russia's a country bigger than a continent.
The land mass is incredible. It's huge. I mean, you've got basically in Russia, you've got they have 89 different regions, and, you know, they're adding new ones each and every day. As Putin says, Russia's borders are limitless. And
I saw a statistic. They have like 9 Rocky Mountains, basically.
Yeah, yeah. There's a Russian regions exhibit at this place called Vidyanha in Moscow, and you go there.
That's where I want to go, not because it's, I want to see.
Yes.
Like, imagine 90% yes. No people. What is that?
Yes, you go there, and they have each different region, and they have people from each region, and they have photos, videos, things you can interact with, and it's like, that's Lake Tahoe, this is the Rockies, this is West Virginia, this is Phoenix. You see all the different parts of America multiplied times 5 in all these different regions. It's why Russia has so many minerals that they're still finding. All this
and we
gold
should be in an economic
silver.
Deal instead of war. Oh my God! I mean,
You'd think, but that's not what they want. They want total control. Total control. They will not settle for peace.
Well, they
want to
tell us the resources. Humans congregate together because that's where business is. You fly an airplane over America, 90% of it's empty, just like Russia.
Yeah.
But it's 4 times bigger.
And then they tell you that you have these people go out and tell you that we don't have enough resources to sustain life on Earth. It's like, no, we have enough resources to sustain, like,
I've seen the time-lapse videos in Russia where a plane flies for 3 hours at night and you see no lights.
Yeah.
A plane's going 600 miles an hour. There's nothing down there.
We've got plenty of land, plenty.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What do you think about the future for Africa? Because Africa is kind of in a similar position today as China was 100 years ago. I mean, huge population, huge amounts of resources. And I was curious to hear his answer. And he said, look, I think Africa is, you know, I'm paraphrasing what he said, but Africa is in some way the future. You know, Africa will develop. Africa is the future. You get these crazy people, you know, online that say, well, Africa, you know, Africans have low IQ. They have low IQ, you know. Well, sorry, IQ's fake. They just made it up. I mean, if you actually look at IQ tests, it's all fake. And I thought his answer was really cool. Maybe we'll get him to talk a little bit more about the future of Africa in a second as he walks back in. But I just thought it was a brilliant answer. And, you know, he went into detail in the interview, and you'll see it then when it's released. We're talking about Africa. Future battle.
Well, I mean, look, IQ is a complex issue. It really is designed for people that are already in that culture. It's a very limited test. But you can take white people or you can take Hispanics or Asians and stick them in a starvation situation where they get half the calories they need in a low-fat diet with their children, and their brains are going to be small. They're going to have low IQs. But they've got major studies with animals and with humans. If you take them and give them a high-fat, healthy, nutrient content, you eat fat to grow a brain, the blacks are just as smart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's nature. If you give the blacks the fat they need in development, the breast milk, which they want to take away from everybody, which is what brain, you know, oh, we got a formula. It's all about the scientists. American, whether you're black, white, Hispanic, Asian, mixed, whatever, if you've been drinking formula, I'm not against the parents that did it. Some mothers can't give milk. The brain's much smaller. Like, wow, women have breasts for a reason. It's designed for you. That's why in the old days they got a donkey, cows weren't the best, or you got a horse was closer to human, or a goat, or a sheep, and it would give a closer milk, and then you would go pay a farmer to give that to your child if you couldn't produce milk, and the child would be okay. Those are closer, high-fat deals. It's not the same with a cow. So the first big thing is you got to have fat. You've got to have that development. So you take a white baby or a black baby, you don't give them fat, you're going to get a stupid person. So, yeah, major low calories. I mean, you go to the, you know, Appalachians and stuff where the kids are malnourished and they're low IQ. So number one, Africans are hardworking compared to spoiled rotten America, whether it be black or white on average. And Africa's beautiful, and it's a real potential. And the Chinese know that. That's why they're there. Instead of exploiting Africa, we should be building up Africa and getting rid of communism, but totalitarian regimes. And then we could make Africa a jewel. And I think the answer is to make all the world, from North Korea to areas of Africa, jewels, so that everybody can make, because the potential's unlimited. And the globalists know that. That's why they're against the Renaissance, trying to suppress development, because once we turn humanity loose, it's unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to have competition.
I think that's the defining nature of, you know, these Chinese loans, is that they're not attached to anything. It's just a loan. They're structured in a much better way for the people. And China, Russia are forgiving Africa's loan every single week, it seems like.
Well, I mean, look, bottom line, babies need fat.
Bottom line is
they don't need poison Bill Gates shots. They need fat.
Some of these IQ tests they're giving out and using to judge entire countries' populations on their IQ levels. Like, they're giving out IQ tests to, like, people who are illiterate. They can't even read the tests. These IQ, the studies are...
It's not gauging their potential.
Yes, yes. So, I don't know. I just think it's silly when people bring that stuff up.
But then the left of sabotage says, you don't need a test to fly an airplane. We have to figure out ways to boost that and then bring people in, but then you don't create quotas to do it.
What is your ideal diet? Because there's all this stuff.
Well, look,
carnivore, repeat.
Good. Yeah. I'm not perfect. I've been under a lot of stress. I do things I shouldn't do, but I know the science. People should be eating 30-40% raw vegetables and 60% the best thing is red meat. And if it's not burned, then you don't get into the trans fats or any of the toxins. And not, I know the statistics. Doesn't mean I'm perfect, because I still love mashed potatoes and whatever, and a bowl of cereal, which is poison. It's full of chemicals, too, because they spray it with Roundup, you know, even the wheat they do now when it's ripe, so that fungus doesn't grow. But you know, I mean, 60% red meat, 40% raw vegetables with no oil on them. You do that, you're going to live to 100 years old. You know, and your brain's going to be huge.
When I was in Russia, I was traveling. I ate poorly. Like, I went to the McDonald's equivalent in Russia. I had the room service and stuff. And I didn't watch what I was eating. I usually just eat, like, pretty heavily red meat diet. And I come back and I lost weight after eating.
Oh, no. There have been American computer programmers and stuff that live in Eastern Europe eating bacon and five eggs. And they lose weight because there's not the hormones and chemicals.
Yeah. It was crazy. And my colleague.
Look at our ancestors. They ate pie twice a day and huge meals. And they were all skinny and healthy. It's the chemicals, brother.
Yeah. My colleague Haz Aldin, he had the same thing. He came back from Russia and he lost weight, and we both ate the same thing. I mean, the Russians, they give you all the food
you want.
They
give hormones to the chickens, the pigs, and the cows that make them fatter, and they're full of antibiotics, so it does that to you.
What do you think they have on Mike Johnson?
I mean, look, not just his actions. You take one look at him, that's a disingenuous person. So the number one thing they blackmail you with is gay sex. I don't know that, but I kind of, my gaydar kind of goes off with him. So I wonder if he's, like, you know, in the, this is speculation, but I wonder if he's in the congressional chambers, you know, banging the pages. But I mean, it's something like that.
Well, the thing that scared me.
It might be insider trading, but you know, I'll just say gaydar. My pedo dar goes off.
Yeah. The thing that was scary about what Tucker said on...
That's going to be a viral clip. My pedo radar is going off on Mike Johnson. I'm not saying he's raping kids, but if I was going to cast somebody for a movie, two guys are driving a van to kidnap kids, it's him and Brian Stelter. I'm not saying Brian Stelter does that. I'm just saying, if I was going to cast somebody that runs a dungeon full of kidnapped kids and makes snuff films, Mike Johnson would be cast immediately as the lead star.
Yeah, I think so.
Think that'll make him sick, the CIA, on me a little more?
I think so.
So, I just say what I think.
He's probably very good friends with that CIA officer that was coming after you. What do you think about, like, the physiognomy of that guy, of that CIA officer, like the way he looks? Well, like, what's the
I can't say on air analysis how they scooped him up, but you know that group that split off before they shut down Veritas. It was Catholic Fund. They're good guys. They're pro-life.
Yeah, yeah.
They expose Pornhub targeting kids. They only target pedophiles. So they were doing a dragnet on pedophiles in D.C. and came up with this FBI CIA operative attacking me.
That's how they found that guy?
Well, I'm not saying he...
Somehow... Wow.
And they were doing a pedo dragnet.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
So you, like, hook your line up for bass, you throw it in, you catch... Oh, you know. So he's not a bass. We're not saying... No. They got a different fish.
Yeah.
You know, probably.
Wow.
But that's who they hauled up.
Wow.
Well, who else? I mean, you know. I mean, we know what we're up against here.
That's incredible. That's it. And that's why, again, Tucker in that interview with Joe Rogan, he said the people who seem to be the most feared of the intelligence community are the people on the oversight board for the intelligence community, because they know what they're capable of. They get the threats, and they've probably seen it used against certain members before.
Well, people lionize the intelligence agencies. They're gigantic. It's like saying, my brother works at Walmart. I mean, it's that big. It's not like, oh, they're not like James Bond. They're like that guy. A big, soft, sick, evil spider hiding in the dark.
But don't you think that there's those, the dark money, the dark funded organizations that are probably smaller, that are, you know, tasked with, like, watching certain senators and congresspeople? There are probably some smaller organizations and factions that are targeted just on members of Congress.
Oh, I would say most of the intelligence agencies target power.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even say... And again, the average FBI agent, average CIA agent's like doing analysis on the Kurds in Syria, or they're doing analysis of bank robberies here. Most of them are good men and women. But at the top, it's all bad people. And the most common denominator is they rape kids.
Yeah. Speaking of, one subject we didn't get to cover yesterday was Diddy.
It's a whole, you asked me the question, and I got a phone call, and
I had to take
a break. I mean, no, I don't know if he worked with the CIA, but it's the same model. It's Jeffrey Epstein 2.0. I mean, it's all, Hollywood's full of that. It's all about compromise.
It seems like what it was. I mean, you have someone as powerful as that, and then he's just leveraging everyone based upon these videos he's taking. It's the same exact thing.
Very informative interview, Jackson Hinkle. People can find you on X at Jackson Hinkle, at Jackson Hinkle. Thank you so much. 20-second closing comment.
Well, thank you for having me on. It's very surreal to be here. As I've said multiple times, I'm a big fan of your work. You're exposing the truth. And I hope to see everyone in Dearborn, Michigan, May 24th, Institute for a Free America. We're having an incredible event. It's on my Twitter.
All right. Thank you. You're flying out tonight.
Yes, yes.
All right. The great Chase Geyser takes over now. Stay with us. There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great if you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.